All right, Alexander. So this program will be airing on Election Day, and it's an important program because once again we're going to be talking about Huntergate, and it's hard to gauge whether the Hunter scandal had any impact on the election results. I guess we'll find out on Wednesday and Thursday. Hopefully, we'll find out on Wednesday, and we won't need to find out on Thursday or Friday. I'm really hoping that that is the case, and I do hope that this scandal, which has evidence, has documents, has an eyewitness, has audio, has video, has been verified, it does have an impact on the election, because I think we're at a very dangerous stage where the president of the United States may have actually been compromised by the Chinese government. Now, I just want to say that what the Chinese government is doing, and I'll reference an Andrew McCarthy article here, which I think supports our video that we did the other day on this. They're using their power, and they're using this energy company, probably on a global level too. I don't think it's only the United States, to find compromised politicians, greedy politicians, corrupt politicians, and ensnare them in these traps, ensnare them in these traps, and obtain compromat on them. I think that's something that is probably done all over the world, and the Chinese found very corrupt, very greedy family in the Biden family, and they sure enough ensnared them. Now, the article from Andrew McCarthy, which supports much of what we said during one of our previous videos, is entitled "A Collusion Tale: China and the Bidens," and he focuses on CFC. He focuses on Chairman Yi, but he also focuses on the fact that another CFC official and a Chinese asset, a Chinese spy, this guy named Patrick Ho, has actually been arrested and has been he was indicted, 3 years in prison for espionage. I mean, they caught this guy, and this guy was he was calling Jim Biden when he got arrested. He had Hunter Biden working for him and with him as providing legal services. No one's saying anything about this. I mean, this guy is in prison for spying, pretty much. There you go.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, can I just come back to your original point? Everybody does, to a greater or lesser extent, what the Chinese do. The Chinese are able to do it on a big scale, on a massive scale, because they have massive resources. But all the great powers do this. The Russians do it. The US does it. They each pursue their own interests, and they each look for weaknesses in the other countries that they have to deal with. They look for people that they can win round, and that might sometimes be winning them round by paying bribes to them. If you remember, a short while ago, we were doing programs on the Duran about a topic called Uranium One, which was a very similar event, episode involving other Democratic politicians, including tangentially Hillary Clinton, and that involved the Russians. And in some ways, Uranium One was not so very different from this. And the US undoubtedly does this in other countries also. So, you know, this we need to make it very clear that this sort of thing goes on in this world. The people we need to be critical of in this story are not the Chinese primarily, not as we're saying that the Chinese are, you know, saints or good people. It is the people who take their money, who become let themselves become compromised in this way. Now, if we're talking about the Bidens, Joe Biden has been the US's vice president. He's been a senator. He's been a politician for a very long time. He sat on I believe, the Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee. He knows the way the world works. He knows that outside powers, great powers like China, like Russia, do this sort of thing. And yet, he allowed his family, he didn't just allow his family, he was involved in getting his family involved in these kind of things, putting themselves in a position where they might be compromised by a major external power. In this case, that power is China. Now, two things to say about the Andrew McCarthy article. Firstly, you're absolutely correct in identifying the fact that one of the executives, one of the top executives of this company, this Chinese company, Patrick Ho, is been straightforwardly outed as a Chinese agent, Chinese spy, and is serving a sentence in the United States for this. When he telephoned Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, it seems he was mistakenly calling Jim Biden. The person he was trying to get hold of was Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden's law firm, it seems, has acted for this man. Secondly, Andrew McCarthy makes exactly the same point that we made in our recent program, that this huge Chinese conglomerate and its head, Chairman Yi, are, to all intents and purposes, shadows, puppets, if you like, of the Chinese government. That's the Chinese government that really runs this company. It's the Chinese government that's really set up this company. It's the Chinese government that sets the objectives for this company. And that Chairman Yi himself and Patrick Ho are, to all intents and purposes, Chinese assets, Chinese state assets. So, you know, that point that we made, it's all very clearly set out there. But the single thing that I found the most interesting thing about this whole Andrew McCarthy article, which we touched on in our previous program, but which I think now is confirmed, is that this is all supposed to be about setting up some big liquefied natural gas station that, you know, was this is supposed to be the deal between, you know, the group that Hunter Biden was representing and this company that Hunter Biden was setting up and which Tony Bublinski was involved in and this big Chinese conglomerate. But that completely fell through. And I have to say, it looks to me as if the Chinese were never really interested in it. Because the moment it fell through, what did they then do? They continued to treat with Hunter Biden and the Bidens, and they continued to pay commissions to them. Not clear at all what those commissions were being paid for. But I have to say, the whole thing comes across to me as if this big deal that was being talked about was really just for show. The real purpose was to get through to the Bidens, not just to Hunter, but ultimately, of course, to Joe. So that's the real setup, it seems to me. And that, if you think about it, makes it all much worse. Because it looks less and less like a genuine transaction, even a, you know, slightly dodgy business transaction, and more like a straight exercise in China compromising the Bidens and ultimately Joe Biden and setting up this big, all this talk about this big transaction and all this talk about all of these companies as basically a facade. Or, you know, a smokescreen for what was really going on. So rather a disturbing picture. And it is very disturbing that it has not been talked about far more in the election than, in my opinion, it should have been. And I do wonder how much of an impact it's had. I hope it's had a big one because it deserves to.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I don't think this CFC is a was ever a real company. Yeah. Okay, the Chinese government, you know, backstopped them with billions of dollars or euros to invest, and they were in Czech Republic, and they did make some investments. Mm. I think as far as being an energy player, I think that was just a facade. I actually think that perhaps the Rosneft thing, the Rosneft deal, was also perhaps a way to ensnare maybe some Russian people and get compromat Chinese, the Chinese officials get some compromat on Russian oil execs. Maybe. Maybe that whole, you know, buying a percentage of Rosneft could have also been a way to get their hands into the Russian state. Who knows? who knows, but there's no doubt that this Chairman Yi and this Patrick Ho guy who was working out of the U.S., they probably got wind about the Bidens via their corrupt dealings in Ukraine. That's my hunch. So they were probably tipped off, and they knew that, you know, if there's any politicians that you got that we can target that are easily corruptible outside of the Clintons, because maybe, you know, the Russians already got the Clintons with uranium once, so who can we get? That's what the Chinese might have been saying. And, you know, they probably got wind that these Bidens, these guys are highly, highly susceptible to corruption. So, you know, let's make a big energy deal. Real quickly, I think, Alexander, that I think the Bidens believed that there was a big energy deal and they probably smelled billions. But then when they brought in Bob Linsky and Bob Linsky wanted governance and the deal started to fall apart, I think the Bidens made a deal with, you know, Chairman Yi and Patrick Ho. They said, okay, obviously we're not going to close a big energy deal and make billions, kind of like, you know, what they were accusing Carter Page of getting a percentage of Rosneft and he'd be worth $16 billion. I think Hunter was thinking along those lines. But when everything fell apart and Bob Alinsky said, we need governance, and, you know, people started snooping around, the deal went fell through, and they found a way to say, okay, at least let's make $10 million out of this. And that's what they got. They found a way to wire money via the law firm and at least make something out of nothing.
Absolutely. Can I just say something? I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I think the emails suggest that Hunter, at least, Hunter Biden, did at one point believe that this was for real. I think it is inconceivable that the Chinese actually ever took it seriously, because frankly, if they were serious about it, the very last person they would be dealing with is Hunter Biden. I mean, he is a hardly the sort of person, it seems to me, who is remotely in this kind of league. And by the way, I agree with you. It looks to me very much as if this huge company that was magicked up by the Chinese government with all these billions of dollars of assets and things, it is essentially exactly what you said. It's a facade. It's very easy for the Chinese to maneuver, you know, bank accounts and funds around and make it look like this thing is real, is for real, when actually it's not. It looks like an instrument of foreign policy, and I would not be surprised at all if the Chinese were trying to buy influence in places like Rosneft with Russia, in the Czech Republic, in other sort of places. The fact that the Chinese have very close relations with Russia doesn't mean that they wouldn't be still trying to get their own people implanted there. As I said, that's what great powers do. But put all that aside, come to your main point. The Chinese are massive in Ukraine. The Chinese are very heavily on the ground in Ukraine. Russia may have issues with Ukraine. China doesn't. China buys lots of products in Ukraine. They buy gas turbines from Ukraine. They buy industrial products in Ukraine. They buy, apparently, rocket equipment in Ukraine and missile equipment in Ukraine. And if Hunter Biden is coming to Ukraine and getting involved with companies like Burisma, it is entirely possible that the Chinese would find out about it. And they would find out all about the kind of things that Hunter Biden is doing and what the Bidens are up to. So it's entirely possible. They come along, they say to Hunter Biden and to the other, and to the Bidens, you know, we want to do this vast deal. The Bidens say, my goodness, this is just what we want. We're going to make heaps and heaps of money out of this. It's not really for real. But the Chinese then say, well, you know, we could still maintain a good friendly relationship, even though the major deal has fallen apart. And of course, the Bidens say, of course, why not? You know, give us what you can and we will take it. And that way, the Chinese get what they want. They get a actual relationship with the Bidens that's based on money, which is probably what they were looking for all along. That's how it looks to me.
Yeah. So let's, I find it incredible that this was all going down in 2017 and this Patrick Ho guy was nabbed by the feds, arrested, and no one said anything. This was in 2017. Let me read you the last paragraph from
Bear in mind, 2017 is, of course, the height of the Russiagate scandal. It's when Mueller is in his pomp, when we're chasing around Carter Page and investigating, George Papadopoulos, who meets with Joseph Mifsud in a hotel in London. We're wasting time with all of that. And in the meantime, Hunter Biden has all these connections with Patrick Ho and with Chairman Yi, and nobody, as you rightly said, says anything.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to Patrick Ho's arrest, and we'll close it out from the Andrew McCarthy article. This paragraph, he entitles it Real Collusion. And he says, on November 18, and he's referencing 2017, Ho was arrested by the FBI at JFK International Airport in New York City after he arrived on a flight from Hong Kong. When he was permitted to make a phone call upon being detained, he chose to call Jim Biden, the brother of the former VP and soon-to-be presidential candidate. Jim later told the Times that he was surprised by the call. Andrew McCarthy says, I bet, in parentheses, and assumed Ho meant to call Hunter, whose contact information Jim gave to Ho. Quote, there is nothing else I have to say, Jim told the paper. I don't want to be dragged into this anymore. Evidently, Jim made no mention of any dragging by the expense account and payments that had been steered his way thanks to CFC and Yi, for whom he worked, and by whom Jim's nephew, Hunter, was being generously paid to serve as Ho's lawyer. 6 weeks after Ho's arrest, Yi sent CFC staff what turned out to be a final directive in what the Financial Times described as a poem in traditional Chinese style, stating, quote, take heavy responsibility for the Belt and Road. Work harder to make new moves. End quote. On February 8, 2018, federal prosecutors announced in a court filing that they would be introducing against Ho evidence derived from classified foreign intelligence surveillance, FISA. About a week later, Yi was detained in China on the order of Xi Jinping. It is said to be a bribery investigation, but Yi has not been seen or heard from since. Or as Hunter Biden put it, and this is the best part, as Hunter Biden put it, and I quote, the richest man in the world is missing. Who was my partner? End quote.
Well, there you go. I mean, my partner, the richest man in the world is missing. Chairman Yi, associate of Patrick Ho, they're on the same board of the same Chinese company. Patrick Ho is trying to telephone Hunter Biden. And of course, he is now in prison in the United States on espionage charges as a Chinese asset, as a Chinese intelligence asset. So there you are. I mean, it's all together. Now, what is very interesting about all of this, by the way, but just one other quick point about what...
This is all Russian disinformation, by the way, we have a guy in prison.
Exactly. By the way, just to also remind our viewers, Andrew McCarthy is a former prosecutor who served on the Southern District of New York. He was part of the team in the Southern District of New York. And where was, of course, Patrick Ho prosecuted? Who was it who prosecuted him? The prosecutors of the Southern District of New York. Andrew McCarthy knows what he is talking about, and he is most emphatically not someone who is a vehicle for Russian disinformation. I mean, that would be a crazy idea. Now, the other thing I just wanted to point out briefly is this poem the Chairman Yi publishes, work hard to deliver the Belt and Road. The Belt and Road is China, the Chinese government's biggest foreign policy project. It's a huge project to integrate all kinds of economies within China's major geopolitical and geoeconomic sphere. So the fact that he's talking in that way shows what he really is. He is a Chinese government asset. That poem says as much. And of course, he's been disappeared. Doesn't mean he's in prison. It may mean that he's doing something else with the Chinese government, perhaps under a completely different identity. We don't know, and it's not really our concern. The fact is, this is a real scandal. This is a real case of someone, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden family getting very close and taking money from a Chinese company that is clearly functioning on behalf of the Chinese government. Now, I have read certain articles appearing on the left-wing side of the alternative independent media spectrum. I'm not going to embarrass people by naming them. I've seen certain articles in which they say that these stories about collusion between the Bidens and China are simply the Republican counter to Russiagate. Russiagate is a complete fiction. There was no collusion. Mueller looked into collusion. He could find none. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, was involved. Warrants were produced. People like Carter Page were surveyed. Nothing was found. This was complete fiction. This business with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, the Bidens, and China, and Chairman Yi, and Patrick Ho is completely real. We have strings of emails. We have surveillance, again, by the foreign, you know, the Foreign Surveillance Court of people like Patrick Ho. We have convictions of them. We've got money trails. We've got all those things that in Russiagate we didn't have. The extraordinary thing is that Russiagate got all that attention, even though it was based on nothing, whereas this affair is receiving no media attention at all.
Yeah, we got an eyewitness as well. And
we got an eyewitness.
He says corroborates everything. Not an eyewitness, absolutely. The CEO of this whole thing.
Absolutely. And a very, very convincing eyewitness who has been questioned now about all of this by the FBI and has apparently been absolutely, you know, accepted as a credible witness by the FBI. And by the way, just to also remind our viewers that the FBI has also said that they have validated and authenticated all the documents which both he has provided and the famous laptop has provided, and apparently, and there's another laptop which has appeared now, and the Senate Intelligence Committee has done the same thing. So let us not fall into the trap of comparing the one scandal with the other. The one was a hoax, as Alex, my colleague, said right from the outset. This is real. There is no similarity between the two. Except, of course, that in the one case, there is actual collusion. In the other case, there was literally and in fact none.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is absolutely infuriating that you have people on the alt left, let's call them the alt left, that are trying to actually excuse this away and saying this is what's going on with Hunter Biden is just the mirror image of Russiagate. It's ridiculous because you have all the documents there. Not only do you have the documents, the eyewitness, the FBI, DOJ, Ratcliffe DNI, verification of all those documents, as well as independent sources. Let's not forget, you also have independent media sources verifying those documents. You also have a lack of denial from the Bidens, the Biden family, which a very simple question, which to date no one has asked Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or Jim Biden, would be, are the documents real? No one's asked him that very simple question. Is everything on the laptop real? No one, not one single person. And under that assumption, Alexander, if the left sits there and says that this is the same thing as Russiagate, what's happening with China's involvement with the Bidens, then you would have to make the same assumption about Burisma in Ukraine and say, you know what? Well, Hunter working for Burisma and getting the 80,000, from what we know, 80,000 a month, God knows how much it was, is also just a smear against Ukraine.
Yes.
Well, that's what you would have to say, which you know it's not, because Hunter was on the board of Ukraine getting paid that money as a director.
Absolutely. And of course, Russia too, because of course, the Russians were also paying money to the Bidens, as we found out. We have the wire transfers. Exactly. I mean, you know, this is what's so infuriating about this. I mean, I all those long hours that we spent doing programs and writing articles about Russiagate, pointing out that none of the leads led anywhere. None of the leads were real. We are full of leads. We have wire transfers. We have emails, we have witnesses, we have successful prosecutions in the case of Patrick Ho. We've got audio, we've got videos, we've got it all. I mean, on every front. We got it from Russia, we got it from Ukraine, we got it from China too. I mean, things that are not disputed, and we've, as you rightly said, not even had denials. So please, please, let us hear no more about this nonsense. This is not a mirror image. This is the real thing. This is a real scandal. Russiagate was not. It just astonishes me that people say that. And frankly, I mean, it makes me really wonder, actually, about you know, some of the intentions of some of the people who say that, because I don't really understand it at all. I mean, is it that they've been swept along by their own animus against Donald Trump, that they simply will not see the evidence that now that is there being laid out before them, and which is coming in masses and masses of concrete detail?
Yeah. And this guy could, I mean, like I said, this is going up on election day. So we'll find out the results on Wednesday. But this guy could be president of the United States. And yes, everybody, his son will be hanging around the White House.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what more can you say? And his brother.
Absolutely. He will be hanging around the White House. But can I say anyway, and this is, I think, the central point to take from this, and which has been verified by people like Bublinski, who, as I said, is now apparently accepted by the FBI as a credible witness. Hunter will be around the White House because his father was directly involved, heavily implicated in all of this. Again, the evidence, the emails say as much. There are attempts to sort of give cover for his involvement by coming up, you know, with euphemisms for him, code words for him, like, you know, the big guy and all that. But we know from we witness Bublinski what the circumstantial details of the emails anyway confirms, that the person who is referred to by these code names is Joe Biden himself. So we got all that information. And can I repeat again? So do the Chinese. So do the Russians. So do the Ukrainians. Who knows who else has got it? Lots of people,
everyone.
Probably.
Everyone's got it. We've got it. The laptop's there. Everyone's got it. But my final thoughts are, it's really interesting when you have the left and the alt-left, or the progressive left, whatever you want to call them, who proclaim that they're anti-war and anti-regime change. Mm-hmm. What do you think a Biden administration is going to do in order to enrich themselves and enrich their family and their friends? What do you think they're going to do if they enter the White House? They're going to start wars, and they're going to start regime change, because that's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what we're going to get from, you know, all these people that are saying this is just like Russiagate, this is all a hoax. Mm. What are we going to get from them when the Bidens start the wars and they start the regime change, just like Obama 8 years did? Mm. And once again, the Jim Bidens and the Hunter Bidens and everybody else, they all go and they feed at the trough. They put their snouts in there and they just start collecting their monies, whether it's housing projects in Iraq or whether it's Burisma's in Ukraine, or whether it's energy deals with China, or God knows what they were doing in Libya or Syria or Uranium Ones and all these things. What do you think they're going to do to make money? What's their business model? War and regime change. That's their business model.
Well, indeed. In fact, I read an article about this very point, which is to say that, you know, Donald Trump, whatever else one thinks about him, he made his money through business. These people make their money through what he's still referred to as public service. Only it's not public service, because it is a device to make themselves rich. And that's what it seems to be all about. I mean, it's quite obvious that Hunter Biden, in fact, Hunter Biden says so. He's not able to get all these contacts with people like Chairman Yi and Patrick Ho and Mr. Zlochevsky in Ukraine, because he's some great whiz lawyer. He's not anything like that. He's not an energy expert. He's not any kind of expert. He is important. The only reason he is important is because he is Joe Biden's son. And all this money is coming through to him and through him to the others because he is Joe Biden's son. And you're absolutely right. How do they make their money at the end of the day? Well, it's because of these wars or these interventions, these involvements of the United States in the affairs of so many other countries. If the United States looked after itself, if it was focused on its own industries, if it did what Calvin Coolidge once said, you know, its business was indeed business, well, there would not be scope for people like Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, all of those sort of people and their various lackeys and hangers-ons and friends and associates, the Podestas, the Manafort's, all those sort of people, to make money that way. They would have to make their money honestly in business because there wouldn't be any other way to do it.
All right, we'll leave it there. Guys, go to the Durant Shop, hit that subscribe button, PayPal, Patreon, subscribe star as well. That really helps us out. That's it. Here's my mug.
That is indeed. And here is our mug on Election Day in the United States. Use your vote. Vote properly. Vote carefully. Remember, it is the future of the Republic that is at stake. And if you are in any doubt about whom you should vote for, listen to programs like the one we've just made. And if you listen to our programs, also, we need your support to continue to make them. Come to our shop, buy our amazing products, buy our amazing shirts, buy our fantastic Durant mugs, and keep us going so we can still be there for you. And welcome to our next programs, and look out for us, as Alex said, on BitChute, on our other platforms. Support us through Odyssey, support us through Subscribestar. Help us through Patreon, help us in whatever way you feel you can. And if you come to our shop, by the way, get our great things. You will love them. The feedback on them is tremendous.
You'll find the link in the description box down below for everything. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.